好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神又把我们带到2021年11月28日的主日讲道时间来。
God guides us to November 28, 2021, the summertime.
今天神要赐给我们一堂律法的原貌之道。
Today God will give us the message, the original state of the law.
开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a short prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的荣耀和恩典呐。
Thank you for your glory and grace.
感谢主你放在我们心中的这份确据。
And we thank you for the assurance you put in our heart.
好，让我们晓得你就是我们的道路、真理和生命啊。
And let us know you are the way, the path, and the life.
而且爱你的就必遵循你的诫命啊。
And the one who loves you will just follow your command.
所以求你带领我们今天的时间。
Please guide us the time.
帮助属于你的儿女能够听得懂。
And help that the people belong to you can understand you.
Yeah, 而且能够行得出上帝的话语。
And we can live out your words.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，律法的原貌。
Original state of the law.
Yeah, 其实这堂道不容易讲啊。
Actually, this message is not easy to preach.
Yeah, 既要有理论上的晋升。
And we need to just go deeper in the theory.
有一些律法上的研究
also study in the law.
也有一些历史上的一些穿越吧
also we need to just break through this in history.
我们知道对于律法这个题目呢，通常的信徒对它了解的不是那么太全面
so regarding the law, actually our understanding of it is that it's never been so comprehensive.
我发现一般的弟兄姐妹只要讲的律法通常都有一个以偏概全的嫌疑，对不对
？A lot of times when we talk about the law, and there's always a feeling of partiality, right?
其实想想也不足为奇了。
In fact, it is not surprising.
人生很短啊。
Because life is short.
所以我们观察和体会律法的角度和条件是有效的。
So therefore, and the life is short, and the conditions for observation and experience are limited.
所以许多人就可能处在一个盲人摸象的这种。摸象的这种阶段会不会啊
？So there will be just like a blind person just touching an elephant, agree?
好，今天我们会透过提摩太前书1章6到10节的一个小小的窗口、小小的视角，来看看律法的全貌。
So today, I will just look at the original appearance of the laws through the small perspective of the in the First Timothy and the chapter 1, verse 6 to 10.
从而尝试解释一下。律法的误会啊，厘清律法的对象啊，以及明确律法的目的。
So let's just try to explain the misunderstanding of the law, clarify the object of the law, and clarify the purpose of the law.
这就是我们今天律法的原貌要讲的这个大纲和概要了。
So this is the outline of today's sermon.
好，先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
律法的误解。
Misunderstanding of the law.
为什么会有误解呢
？How come there's misunderstanding?
不了解嘛。
Because they don't understand.
人对律法的误解有什么奇怪呢？太正常了，对吧
？So it's not strange, not surprising, because we have a misunderstanding.
我们是不是需要一些知道一些自己的基本原因呢
？Do you need to know some basic reasons?
如果简单的讲，就是三个原因了：一是无知，二是偏见，三是有限嘛。
Speak simply, there's three reasons. One is ignorance, the other is prejudice, and the third is the infinite.
首先，无知是误解的起头啊。
So first, ignorance, that is the beginning of misunderstanding.
那为什么人在律法中是无知呢
？How come in front of the law we have the misunderstanding?
其实圣经跟我们讲得很清楚啦。
Actually, Bible just tells us very clearly.
人什么时候在律法的面前变得无知呢？
In what kind of situation and people become ignorant?
就是当人对撒旦的话语感兴趣的时候，就处在无知的状态了。
When people are interested in Satan's words, they are immediately in a state of ignorance.
我们回到伊甸园中去看看吧。
Let's come back to the Garden of Eden, take a look.
神已经跟亚当夏娃说了。
Even though God already said to Adam and Eve,
园中那棵树上的果子你不可吃啊。
You must not eat a fruit from that tree in the garden.
你知道上帝在讲什么呢
？Do you know what God is talking about?
上帝就在向人类颁布一个律法嘛。
God is just giving the command.
就是一句话，不要你这棵树上的果子你不要吃啊，律法啊。
So, just one sentence. That's law.
可能很多人不理解，为什么要给这个律法呢
？Maybe a lot of people don't understand. So how come it's the law?
你搬到纽约的帝国大厦100层楼去住一住，你就知道了。
If you just move to New York and just move to the the place, and then you will see.
四面都有窗户啊。
So just the surrounding is all has windows.
有很多窗户都是落地窗或者很矮的窗户啊。
And some of the window is just like just from top to the bottom.
要不要给你的孩子讲一下，孩子啊，这个地方不要跳下去了，不要打开窗户啊。你打开窗户跳下去的日子就必定死啊。
So let me just tell your children, just don't open this window. Once you open it, you jump out and you will die.
听话的就得以存活呗。
The one who listen can stay alive.
那不听话当然就死路一条嘛。
On the contrary, if they don't listen, and they just will be.
但是现在事儿来啦。
Now here comes the problem.
撒旦要说话了。
Satan wants to talk.
撒旦的话一定跟上帝的话是不一样的。
So Satan's words for sure is different from God's words.
我们常常遇见事的时候，常常有一些话语来到耳朵边，来到心里边，来到感觉中。你知道那不是出于耶和华的话，不是圣经的话，那是撒旦的话呀。
We face some people's words, and we can tell whether it's from God or from Satan.
你看，神对亚当夏娃说：“你吃的日子必定死。”
So God just tell Adam and Eve, the day you eat it, this fruit, and you will die.
那撒旦说相反的话，你不一定死。
And Satan just said the different words. He said, "You may not die."
Yeah, 而且不但不是，而且眼睛会更加明亮啊。
So not only will not die, also your eyes will just will be even brighter.
他不但是反对上帝的话语。
So he not only just go against God's words.
而且放下一个试探，让人感到很被吸引，眼睛更明亮，对不对
？Satan only put in the temptation, just blend into the words, and said your eyes will even just be brighter.
你现在大概了解什么是无知了吧
？Now you know what ignorance is, right?
无知不是不知哦。
Ignorance is not that you don't know.
他明明知道上帝的律法嘛，怎么会说不知道呢
？So they just know about God's law. How can you say you don't know?
所以无知不是不知。
So therefore, ignorance isn't not knowing.
而是什么呢？
And what is it?
知而不知。
It is knowing, but not knowing.
他知道上帝的话语，但是当他知道上帝的话语，但是当撒旦的话语来的时候，他就对上帝的话语选择不知。
He knows God's words. However, when Satan came, and then he just chose not knowing.
所以他是知而不以为知，知而不愿为知，对不对
？So it is the for him the first that Adam that is knowing but not thinking.Of knowing and knowing, but not wanting to know.
所以这条无知律啊，在这人类的几千年的历史当中，就不断的重演，不断的恶性循环呐。
Therefore, with such kind of ignorance, for the thousands and with all this human history,
那今天问我们自己嘛，对不对
？Ask ourselves.
谁犯错不知是错呢
？So who make a mistake and does not know whether it is wrong?
谁犯罪？不知是罪呢
Whoever sins does not know that it is sin.
最近看了一个不是连续的，我四个连续剧我没有连的，我都看。有一个叫《敢爱》的一个连续剧，里面讲一个男生在酒醉了之后跟一个女生发生性关系。
So recently, I just watched. There's a soap opera. The name of the title is just called "Talking About Dare to Love." Talking about a guy who's drunk and then he got had a sexual relation with a female.
导演的安排呢，就把他这个事情呢发生是他以为是他的女朋友，所以发生了性关系。
So the director just in this play and to let the audience to see that the actor he thought this female is his girlfriend, so he did it.
所以从这里看出来，导演的这个价值观、道德观也有问题了。
So therefore, the value of this director has some problem.
人喝醉酒的时候是有失控，但是不是不知道的，知道的。
So when people just are drunk, it does not mean that they don't know anything. They do.
只不过是找个借口而已，对不对
？They just find an excuse.
你可以不醉酒啊，再加上。
You can choose not to drunk.
对吧？你一旦选择醉酒，就得把自己放在试探中了。
If you choose to be drunk, and then you just put yourself in temptation.
于是人们对律法的认知也开始扭曲了。
As a result, people's understanding of the law is distorted.
不但扭曲，而且整个人的生命也变形了。
Not only this, the life is just kind of utter.
那当上帝的儿女来到律法面前的时候呢
？So when God's children come to the law,
发现律法好像是一个遥不可及的怪物，对吧
？So then the law just seems to be just like an unreachable monster.
呀，好像是一个严厉的老人家呀。
So the law just like an adverse, it's like a stern old man.
好像时时刻刻盯着我们的言行，会不会
？Seems like it's always just staring at our words and deeds.
所以人们在律法面前的无知。是人们对律法态度的起头啊。
Therefore, this kind of just like ignorance and just like for the law to come out.
其次呢
？Second,
偏见是误解的延续啊。
Prejudice is a continuation of misunderstanding.
人因着无知必然产生偏见，这不难理解，对吧
？Because of ignorance, prejudice will inevitably arise.
那十诫首先是借着摩西传给他的选民以色列人呢。
So for Ten Commandments, that is through Moses and just pass on to the Israelites.
那么以色列人面对十诫，他该怎么遵行呢
？How do the Israelites to follow the Ten Commandments?
这十诫运用到自己的生活当中，应该怎么去行出这些律法呢
？And how to apply the Ten Commandments in their daily life?
所以这些智者们呢，拉比们呢，就做了一些商量，最后定出差不多是667条犹太律法吧。
Therefore, the rabbi from the elects, they just drew about 667 the Jewish law.
但是到他们真正自己遵行的时候，发现行不出来。
However, when they tried to follow that, then they were just unable to obey.
那行不出来自己怎么办呢
？So then, what can they do in this situation?
戴面具嘛。
They just wear the mask.
自欺欺人嘛。
And self-cheating.
然后最后就远离神啦。
And then at the end, they just stay away from God.
所以因为偏见是必然伴随的无能，你晓得吗
？So do you understand that prejudice inevitably accompanies incompetence?
因为人呢。立志遵行律法是一回事
Because it is one thing for people to aspire to obey the law.
但是生命的真实是行不出来，这个无能呢，却是另外一回事啊。
In reality, the incompetence that just cannot be done in another thing is another thing, right?
所以你说人生命是不是开始偏见，这些越走越远呢？
So just from those prejudices, do you think people just go just even further away?
所以到底神所赐的律法有用吗
？Then is the law given by God useful?
这句话我们很熟悉，对吧？有没有用
？And we're so familiar with this sentence, right?
这个律法是赐给我们的吗
？Is this given to us?
接下来就是对神开始产生怀疑了。
And then there's doubt about God.
神会不会赐下一个假的律法给我们呢
？Will God give us a false law?
更加糟糕的是什么呢？
And to just make matter even worse,
偏见可能是多头多种原因的。
So the prejudice may be just for many, like multiple reasons.
不一定从一个人这里而来啊。
It's not just come from just one single person.
非常复杂的原因，彼此相互的互动，对不对
？It's like a just very complicated multiple reasons, and just within this interaction.
这个结果一定是偏见的死胡同，走进去出不来的。
So this kind of interaction is almost just like a blind alley of prejudice with no solution.
人在偏见面前也没有什么解释，无解啊。
In front of the and the prejudice, there's no solution.
所以你看看以色列历史，差不多也说明这个道理啊。
When you see, look at the Israelites' history, you can see.
当约书亚的时代过去以后呢
？So after the stage of the Joshua.
约书亚有一个榜样，有一家人，至于我和我一家，必定侍奉耶和华呀。
And there's a model just for Joshua, that's as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
所以以色列的长老们说：“好好，我们都跟随你吧。
”So the elders of the Israelites, they said. Okay, we will follow that.
摩西会去世，约书亚也会死的。
Moses will die, same as Joshua.
久而久之呢，榜样的力量无限就不见了。
And when times goes by, and then the image of the role model just kind of deteriorates.
所以以色列人马上就进入一个士师的阶段呢。
And pretty soon, and the Israelites they enter into the stage of judges.
最后一个士师撒母耳走完以后，就进入王国的历史啊。
And after the last one, Samuel, and then Israelites enter into the stage of the kingdom.
所罗门王以后马上就分裂了。
After King Solomon, and then the nation just kind of divided.
南北国最后都被掳了，掳到国外去了，分散世界各地啊。
The north and the south were all just captured to other countries.
所以以色列一直反省，我们原来是没有遵循神的律法。
the Israelites just thought, oh, it is because we did not obey the law.
其实走到今天，以色列人仍然不知道律法的出路何在。
Actually, even till today, and the Jews, and they still do not know the way out of the law.
呀，使徒保罗就是个活生生的见证啊。
Apostle Paul, he has a life testimony.
呀，他在罗马书七章十七节说啊，上帝啊，我真是苦啊。
In Romans 7, chapter 7, verse 17, and Paul said, I'm just really suffering.
这是觉得自己很有选民的身份呢、啊。
Because he has this status as God's elect.
所以我们对律法了解应该比外邦人多呀。
Therefore, our understanding about the law should be much better than the Gentiles.
殊不知偏见会成为误解的延续啊。
And unnoticeably, the prejudice just becomes just an extension of the misunderstanding.
好，最后有限是误解的必然了。
Finally, finiteness is the inevitably of misunderstanding.
想想我们自己就知道了，谁不是有限的生命呢
？Look at ourselves, and we understand. So who's not limited?
谁能把律法了解的透彻清楚呢
？Who can just understand the thoroughly about God's law?
你了解清楚，你又行得出来吗
？Well, if you understand all, can you just live out of that?
呀，尼哥底母夜里来见耶稣啊。
Nicodemus came to see Jesus at night.
为什么夜里来呢？
Why he came at night time?
白天不敢嘛。
Because he's scared to come during the daytime.
这么多法利赛人、撒都盖人眼睛都盯着你啊。
So around so many Pharisees and they just dare not to do it.
晚上没人了，跑来问我耶稣关于生命的问题啊。
So night time and there's nobody, so he came to see Jesus.
他说我不想死，我想活呀。
And he said, I don't want to die, I want to stay alive.
我们这法利赛人对律法的遵行是榜样，但是我深知这条路走不通啊，死路一条啊。
And we Pharisees, and we know that the law is just like role model. However, we just cannot just stay alive by God.
很简单，他说夫子，请你告诉我怎么样我才能活，不要死啊。
He just asked that Jesus said, "Teacher, please just teach me. How can I stay alive?"
耶稣一看，嘿，这个人来问我的，就老老实实告诉你吧。
And Jesus thought, "Okay, you ask me, then I will just tell you the truth."
他说，人若不重生，断不能进神的国呀。
Jesus said that unless a person is born again, he will never enter the kingdom of God.
那这位了不起的法利赛人就想不通啊。
However, this Pharisees, they could not figure it out.
人出了母腹，怎么能还又重新回到母腹里边去重生呢
？How could a man be born again when he was born in the womb?
呀，他在讲什么，知道吗
？Do you know what he's talking about?
耶稣跟他讲在天上的事情。
Jesus just talked to him about the things in heaven.
耶稣在跟他讲神本主义啊。
Jesus talking to him about just about God-centered.
他对耶稣在讲他自己的人本主义。
However, he was talking to Jesus about his humanism.
他不以基督为转移，乃是以人的经验为依归啊。
So he actually did not just surround this topic around Jesus, however, just from the man's viewpoint.
Yeah, 人的有限怎么能够去测度神的智慧呢？
How can man's finiteness measure God's wisdom?
耶稣当然也挑战他了。
Of course, Jesus just gave him some challenge.
他对尼哥底母说：“你不是以色列人先生吗？怎么会不明白这个事呢
？”So Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You're the teacher of the Israelites. How can you not understand this?"
其实耶稣是想鼓励他说：“主啊，我不知道，请你教导我。”就这么一句简单的话，骄傲讲不出来啊。
Actually, Jesus wanted to.Encourage Nicodemus and let him just to be humbly ask Jesus. However, he has a pride and will not do it.
试想我们谁不是知而不知的这个族群呢？都是啊。
Look at us. We're the same. We're the one. We thought we know, but we just don't know.
圣经说，按照我们所知的，仍是不知道嘛。
The Bible says, based on what we know, we still don't know.
谁又敢夸口呢
？Who can just boast about it?
保罗在这里一章七节说，想要做。教法师却不明白自己所讲的、所论定的，同样的道理。
Here in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, and Paul said, "They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confident affirm."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
人若不承认面对自己的有限，你对律法的误解也就不可能排除了。
If people do not recognize and face their own limitation, the misunderstanding of the law cannot be resolved.
犹太人的出路在哪里？你知道吗
？Do you know what is the outlet for the Jews?
犹太人必须面对除了他们的所谓犹太律法呢
？So the Jews must face that other than the Jews' law.
也是你对十诫的一个 参照而已啊。
So that is just a reference, just from this, the Ten Commandments.
它是关于上帝启示的参照，跟我们新约圣徒所说的那个神学差不多吧。
And it's a reference of God's revelation, and just pretty similar to the New Testament and the theology.
他们更加重要的要面对什么呢？
More importantly, what they need to face is
他们所要面对的就是他们所定死的耶稣正是他们生命的出路啊。
They have to face that the Jesus they crucified is the way out of their lives.
请问这出路是不是你的出路呢？
Is this also your outlet?
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
律法的对象。
Objects of the law.
律法是对谁而设立的呢？
So who was the one that is that the law was is that?
保罗说，我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的合宜，对吧
？So Paul said, we know that the law is good if one uses it properly.
所以显然的，在初代教会的时候呢
，Obviously in the early church,
律法就成为犹太背景的基督徒的一大困扰。他们拥有律法嘛，最早的时候。
So in early church, the issue of law just became a major problem for Jewish Christians.
但是他们自认为拥有律法，但是却未必晓得律法的对象是谁，这是问题，对吧
？The problem is they think they have the law, but they just don't necessarily know who the object of the law is.
那么今天保罗在这里讲律法的对象是谁呢
？So today, and so who's the object?
首先，律法的对象呢，是考虑到是道德伦理的层面吧。
First of all, at the level of morality and ethics.
道德是个人行为准则的规范呢。
Morality is the norm of the personal code of conduct.
伦理则是群体社会的相互关系，对吧
？And ethics is the interrelationship of the group society.
所以呢，保罗说，从这个角度来看呢。
Therefore, from this perspective,
那律法当然就不是为义人所设立的吧
？Then the law is not established for the righteous one.
律法指出人的罪啊。
Because the law, which is pointing out the people's sins,
一个不犯罪的义人，那不需要律法呀。
A righteous person who does not sin does not need the law.
所以这个保罗在这里说，律法不是为义人所立的。
So therefore, Paul just said the law is not established for the righteous person.
那我们需要思考为什么呢？
We need to think what is the reason.
因为从上帝的眼中看来，一个蒙恩得救的义人是活在律法之上、恩典之下的，对吧
？So because in God's eyes, the righteous who are saved by grace live above the law and under the grace.
如果从广义上来看呢
？So broadly speaking,
律法是为那些他经文这里讲了九到十节说不法的和不服的、不虔诚和犯罪的、不圣洁和恋世俗的、杀父母、杀人的、行淫和青男色的、抢人口和说谎话的，并起假誓的，或是以别样敌正道的事设立的。
So in the First Timothy chapter 1 and the verse 9 to 10, we also know that the law is made not for righteous, but for lawbreakers and the rebels.
从保罗这个罗列的这个事项来看呢
？So from those items that Paul listed.
我们发现呢，他是将很多东西都混为一谈了。
We will see that Paul just mixed together and all the different things.
不要忘了，他是一个犹太背景的基督徒啊。
So don't forget, actually, Paul has a Judaism in the background.
特别是作为一个政教合一的犹太教背景的保罗呢
？Especially for Paul, with the background in the unity of the politics and religion.
他将道德伦理与信仰层面。混为一谈也不足为奇啦。
So he just confused the moral and the ethical matters with the beliefs, right?
所以我们今天来读保罗的书信呢。
So therefore, today we read the Paul's letter.
我们就需要将这一部分内容呢，归置到道德伦理的社会功用上来观察来看。
So we should just put this part of the contents to the social function of morality and ethics.
律法以及掌管运用律法的人是有上帝所命定的权柄的，这是常识哦。
The law and those who control and operate the law have the authority ordained by God.
但是话不能单单讲的这就停在这里。
However, we cannot just only stop here.
所以同时必须要强调。人在运作律法的时候的那个无能为力。
But at the same time, we must also emphasize the powerlessness of people in operating the law.
这是道德伦理的层面呢。
This is in the level of the the morality and the ethics.
其次呢，是信仰价值观的层面。
Secondly, the level of beliefs and the values.
信仰价值观其实是一直指的福音的功用的。
The faith value directly just referred to the function of the gospel.
呀，我们不需要否定的是基督徒活的目的就是福音使命，对不对？
So we don't need to deny, actually the purpose of a Christian's life is a mission of the gospel.
如果不是为了福音，不是为了使命，那基督徒在世上活着干什么呢？
If not for a gospel mission, and what is the purpose for a Christian to live in the world?
一个信了耶稣基督的基督徒，应该不应该对这个世界还有那么多的享乐的欲望，对吧？
A Christian believer, and in this world, we should not just have the kind of the just,just longing for those lusts.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹能够尊主为大，为他而活呀。
So I hope brother, sister, just honor the Lord and live for God.
但是我们也没有必要把道德伦理全部都否定嘛，它有它的功用的。
And at the same time, we do not need to totally deny about morality and ethics.
因为事实上，即使是道德律，也因着圣灵的感动，在归向悔改。基督的事上也是功不可没的呀。
In fact, even the moral law is indispensable in repentance and also conversion to Christ because of the influence of the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们必须要看到律法在道德伦理的功用，在信仰层面的功用，它在本质上是有它的残忍性的。
However, and actually, the function of the law, when we look at just from the morality and the ethics.As the part of the
yeah, 因为律法的残忍性在于它不但是指出我们的罪来，还宣告咒诅啊。
Because the cruelty of the law is that it does not only points out our sins, but also declares curses.
Yeah, 不要以为信仰单单给你祝福就没有宣告咒诅，那是不对的。
So don't think that our belief and just only has a blessing without curse.
特别是对那些自以为样样都好，什么都完美的人，更加是这样子。
Especially for those who think that everything is good and don't need salvation, and they just feel like they're imperfect.
好像觉得自己不需要救恩啦。
And it seems like they make them feel like they don't need salvation.
Yeah, 律法会使你的内心深处感到愧疚。
Actually.That law will just make your heart to know that you are just that imperfect.
律法还像是一个训诲师，圣经说的，对吧？
The Bible also said the law is just like a trainer.
解释出来就是一个严厉的监工了。
Or just like a strict overseer.
我们以为我们不需要被监督，对不对？对不起，律法就在监督你了。
So we thought we don't need to be supervised. However, actually, law is just overseas.
律法在监督我们的时候是毫无怜悯的。
Actually, when the law just oversees us and there's no just mercy at all,
他不但是监督着我们
he not only just supervised us,
还剥光了我们自以为是的那块遮羞布
but he also just strip off our just self-righteous shame.
所以使我们深深感受到赤裸裸的羞耻与罪疚
and also just make us deeply feel naked shame and guilt.
你看亚当夏娃嘛
just look at Adam and Eve.
然后犯了罪以后就赤身裸体就跑到无花果树躲起来不敢见上帝啊
So after they sin and they just hide under just the fig tree leaves
上帝让他深深的经历这种羞愧和亏欠
So God just let them experience those that the guilt and the shame
人如果不深深的经历自己的羞耻感是不可能真正悔改的弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister if we do not just deeply just experience the feeling of the shame we will not repent
如果你今天一遇到羞耻感你就躲就藏而不敢勇敢的面对你不可能站起来的
If today when you face the feeling of the feeling of shame and then you just hide yourselfYou just cannot grow up.
你去哪里躲呢
Where can you hide?
无论躲在哪里，你也不过就是穿上一件皇帝的新衣，四处游街，谁都看见你一丝不挂，你自己还觉得穿得很厚。
Where are you hide yourself? You're just like the king, just wearing the new clothes. Actually, naked, just walking around.
这是信仰价值观层面带给我们生命的绝处逢生啊。
So actually, that is just we get perceive the end of life. However, we just receive the outlet.
但是我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信啊。
But to be saved, it is by God's grace and also by our faith.
直到我们自己感知到这份恩典的绝处。
Until we perceive the end of life,
我们才会向上帝发出逢生的。呼求啊
And then we will just send out, just we'll just cry out for life, just to God.
这个其实就是我们的信心了
That is our faith.
好，最后是社会趋势的层面了。
Finally, the level of social trends.
要当人远离神，不要基督，不信圣经的时候呢
？When people stay away from God and don't want Christ or just don't believe in the Bible.
那么我们所持守的道德伦理也会在最终败下阵来的。
And then, in this case, the moral ethics that we uphold will also be defeated at the end.
要这个时候的人类现象基本上是随波逐流了。
The human phenomenon at this time is basically just drifting along with the current.
Yeah, 圣经就说我们偏行歧路，如羊走迷啊。
And the Bible just said we will just go on our own way and just go astray like a sheep.
那这种状况最终会形成一种堕落的社会趋势，跟今天的世界很像了。
This situation will just finally just form in the degeneration, the social trend.
Yeah, 面对着洪流滚滚的社会趋势呢
So in the face of the, just the torrential social trends
除了我们不可 自以为意、啊、
So other than just we just should not just be self-righteous
更加重要的就是把悔改常常放进自己的生命里
It is just more importantly we just put repentance in our lives
甚至是作为一生中的操练
And even as a lifelong just practice.
要当警醒祷告了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, we just need to be watchful and pray.
这是圣经对我们的吩咐，因为要免得入了迷惑呀。
This is a command from the Bible, lest that you will fall into temptation.
今天我们处在这个末世当中。
Today, we're in the last days.
在这空虚背离的社会趋势当中，除了耶稣，你还靠谁呢？
And this empty and rebellious is the social trend.Other than Jesus, what can you count on?
因为唯有耶稣基督的宝血才能让我们有得救的盼望啊。
Because only the blood of Jesus Christ can just have give us hope and this salvation.
律法的功用是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what is the function of law?
其实律法的功用就是使我们时常感受到有恶与我们同在。
The function of the law is to make us feel that evil is with us is from time to time.
如保罗所说的，有另一个律要将我们掳去啊。
So just as Paul said, and there's another law to take us into captivity.
然后是勉强我们做那些我们本不想去行的恶事。
And also just force us to do the evil things that we didn't want to do.
当我们生命走到这个阶段的时候呢
？When our life just walked to that kind of stage.
我想我们一定会像保罗一样。发出那声呐喊了。
So we will just like Paul, just cry out.
我真是苦啊。
I'm just so miserable.
谁能救我脱离这趋势的身体呢
？Who can just save me just from this the body that will die?
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
律法的目的。
The purpose of the law.
Yeah, 律法本身就是使人知罪、悔罪、认罪嘛，对吧？
The law itself is just conviction and confession and the repentance of sins.
Yeah, 我们。要确定一件事情
We need to affirm one thing
就是离开了耶稣基督我们是毫无盼望的
There is no hope at all once we are apart from Jesus Christ
首先是追求圣洁的呼召了
First, pursue the call to holiness
圣洁是上帝对属于他的人的一个呼召了
Holiness is God's calling to those who belong to him
这在整卷圣经中都充满了关于务要圣洁的教导
And it is just full of the teaching about the holy holiness throughout the Bible.
特别是当我们以诗篇为灵修经文的时候，我们会发现什么呢
？Especially when we use the Psalms as the spiritual verses, what do we find?
要属神的子民，全人都会充满了这种享受和品尝上帝律法诫命的这个生命见证，对吧
？And we can just find that the people of God are full of enjoyment and just also just tasting of the God's law and the commands.
律法是可以享受的，你知道吗
？Do you know we can enjoy God's law?
诫命可以是因爱而去遵行的。
And with God's command, we can just follow that because of love.
要到了新约之后呢
？When it comes to the New Testament,
保罗在罗马书说要将身体献上，当作活祭啊。
Paul says in Romans that the body is to be offered as a living sacrifice.
并要查验何为神纯全可喜悦的旨意啊。
Also just to test what is the pure and the pleasing will of Christ.
为了这个缘故呢
？For this reason.
基督自己就是神的仆人以及律法的成全者。
Christ himself is a servant of God and the fulfiller of the law.
耶稣基督的一生啊。
The love of Christ, Jesus Christ,
他不但守住了律法
He not only just kept the law
我们可以看出耶稣还享受其中啊
And we can see Jesus also enjoyed it.
他更加是实实在在活出了圣洁的样式，对不对？
And he truly lived out a holy manner.
好，其次是守律法，却反主义啊。
Second, obey the law, but against the legalism.
这句话有些拗口，有些不容易，我慢慢解释啊。
It's a little awkward to explain.
我们可能有些人在初信召集班的时候没有学好了。
Maybe some people, they didn't learn well in just the new believers class.
你听到没有？有些人认为信了耶稣以后就不需要守律法了，可以无法无天了。
Have you heard some people say, once I just believe in Jesus, and then I don't need to just observe the law anymore?
偷坑拐骗，没事，小事一桩了。
It's just a trivial matter to steal and cheat.
现在在加州，我听说好像在商场中偷东西不到1000块，警察还不能抓。
I heard that in just the California, if people steal things in a mall for under $1,000, and the police cannot catch them.
所以现在人们都开始去到一个地步，不守律法了。
Now people just walk to the point, they just don't follow the law.
教会里和教会外都是一个样。
Inside or outside of the church, they do the same.
当然，另外一个极端，我们也是要小心的。
Also, another extreme, we need to be careful.
就是在律法上严苛到一个地步，叫人无所适从啊。
The other extreme that the law is so strict that it just makes people just cannot just don't know what to do.
初信主的时候也是教会的长辈们要教导，你不要去看那些有色情意味的广告牌啊，经过电影院的时候低个脑袋走啊，诸如此类的，对不对？
And like some people would just say that when you just when you're passing by this movie theater and your eyes just are not allowed to see the advertisement.
所以我初信主是好多年没有看过电影啊。
So when I first believed in God, there were for many years I didn't watch the movie.
经过电影院，你眼睛得往下看，不敢往旁边看。
When you pass by the movie theater, your eye just cannot just look at those board advertisement, just look down.
当时有一些人是低着脑袋走，一头就撞在电线杆上了。
So some people, as a result, some people look down to walk, they just hit the wire pole head on.
这就进入一个律法主义的阶段了。
So this is the so-called the legalism.
要知道，我们是生活在一个充满罪孽试探的一个世界里，对不对？
We need to know, we just live in a world full of the sins and temptation.
每天你在世界上行走，怎么可能避过这些试探呢？
Every day, in our daily life, how can we avoid all the temptation?
马丁路德说了，我们实在是无法不让鸟儿从我们头顶上飞过。
Martin Luther said, we really just cannot help the birds fly over our heads.
但是却可以不让鸟儿在我们头上筑巢啊。
But we can just not let them build nests on our heads.
你看电视的时候有时候会出现一些比较不合宜的镜头，关了它吧。
When you watch the TV, you will see some improper those things. Just turn it off.
上网的时候也难免会有一些试探的镜头经过你的眼目啊。
Also, when you just look at the internet, the website, you will also see some.
关掉它，看别的就好了。
Turn it off. It's just turn to other things.
不要以好像看见什么你就要完蛋的这么一种律法主义的观念来要求自己或者别人。
So don't use those kind of concept of legalism to require yourself and others.
我们的生命是抓住神，无论怎样的地步都不放弃神，这是我们的生命，对吧？
For our life is no matter what, we just hold on tightly to God.
好，最后其中最大的是爱。
Finally, the biggest of them is love.
守住律法并不简单，这是毫无疑问的，对吧？
So no doubt, keeping the law is not simple.
只有一个缘故，我们有可能守得住。
There's only one reason we're able to observe the law.
就是我们除非因爱而守。
That is, unless we just keep the law because of love.
而这个爱不能是因人的爱而守，只能是因神的爱而守。
And the love is because of God's love, not human love.
耶稣怎么说呢？
How did Jesus say?
他说的遵循爱我的就必遵循我的命令啊。
Jesus said that those who love me will obey my commands.
想想我们今天在教会里面做姐妹的。
Think about us as sisters in the church.
为什么那么不容易顺服自己的丈夫呢？
So why can't we just obey our husband?
顺服丈夫是圣经里的诫命啊，托付啊，命令啊，对不对？
So it is God's command for a sister to obey their husbands.
为什么顺服丈夫的姐妹就那么少呢？
How come there are so few sisters obey their husbands?
大家需要想清楚这个原因啊。
So we need to think about what is the reason.
其实没有什么不好意思说的。
Actually, there's nothing embarrassing to say.
在这个世界上其实没有一个丈夫是配得自己妻子的顺服的。
Actually, there is no husband is worthy of his wife's obedience.
可能以前容易顺服，今天比较难了。
Maybe it's easier in the past, but not today.
或者今天你觉得丈夫很威啊，很帅啊，以后他会老的，以后没有魅力的，你也很难顺服了。
Or maybe today your husband is very handsome and also very good, but later on when he gets old, maybe it's different.
除非我们所顺服的对象是基督了。
Unless the object of our obedience is Christ. Yeah,
就是因为基督的爱。
That is because of Jesus' love.
我们甘愿透过顺服丈夫来表达对基督的爱，这是我们顺服的根源啊。
And unless it's because of Jesus' love, we're willing to express our love for Christ through obedience to our husband.
也唯有这种动机才能帮助我们活出顺服耶稣的呼召啊。
Only with this motivation, we're able to live out the call to obey Jesus.
道理很简单啊。
The truth is very simple.
在他毫无黑暗。
In God, there's no darkness.
你凡事见光透明，你愿意吗？
In all things, you can just see the light and just be in the transparency. Are you willing?
当然，这一切都是我们所陌生的生活方式了。
Of course, this our life that we're unfamiliar with.
但是只要有了基督的爱，
But as long as there's God's love,
我们是有盼望的。
We have hope.
我们是会得到克胜困难的力量的。
Then we can receive the power to overcome difficulties.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
律法的原貌就是对律法学习和理解的过程，同意吗？
The original state of the law, that is a process of our learning and understanding of the law.
在这个过程当中，我们当然有可能有误解，有偏差嘛。
In this process, we may just have misunderstandings and deviations.
但是也有反省的恩典，帮助我们重新定位啊。
But we also just have this sort of introspection and the repositioning.
帮助我们去搜寻、理解和求问，到底律法的目的何在呢？
And in this case, just let us to find out what is the purpose of the law.
主啊，我们真是要感谢你啊。
Lord, we want to thank you.
因为你在律法中所放下的心意是何等的丰富、多姿多彩。
Because how rich the cover is, the mind of, that you put down in the law.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的恩典与荣耀。
Thank you for your grace and glory.
感谢你今天赐给我们一堂律法的原貌之道。
Thank you, you give us today's the sermon, the original state of law.
你也有恩典帮助我们对律法的看见有偏差、有失误的时候，你仍然怜悯和宽恕带领我们。
And you let us, when we just look at the law, we have misunderstanding and deviations. However, you still guide us.
主啊，求你帮助我们理解律法的对象是谁。
Please help us to understand what is the object of the law.
我们真的不能简单的下一个结论啊。
We just cannot give a very simple conclusion.
给我们一个结构神学的角度去观察和学习。
And just please give us the structural theology to look at it.
好了，我们真了解律法的目的到底是什么。
So that we can truly understand what is the purpose of the law.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
听我们一场不配的祷告。
Listen to our unworthy prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.